I think of what is mentioned as to a word in season. And I believe that one of the greatest difficulties that we have today is we somehow feel we can meet a need. Do you not feel that? That instead of dependence upon the Lord, that there's an opportunity to speak, and I've enjoyed this portion, so I'm going to give it to the saints. We can't meet needs, brothers. We can't meet the needs of God's people. It's waiting and dependence upon Him. And the alternative that brethren sometimes give is, we'll just do away with that meeting. We'll do away with the prophetic meeting. Well, that's not the answer. It's to be before the Lord. The problem is not with the meeting. The problem is with us. We're the difficulty. And the Lord, I believe, would really exercise us along these lines. That the meet in due season. I don't know what you think. I doubt that I know of anything more important for the saints today. And what Jake is saying, to be built up and to be encouraged in difficult days that we live in, than for a word that is fresh and it's from the Lord. And we sense it's from the Lord. Nobody has to tell us, do they?
Well, the servant has to speak as the oracles of God, as if God himself is speaking. I want to give a little example for us to understand it. Job's friends, Eliphaz and the friends, everything they told Job was scriptural 100%.
True.
Everything they said. There was no wrong statement that they have uttered to Job. But when you come to the end of the book, you know what the scripture says? And the wrath of the Lord was against Eliphaz and his friends because they didn't say what was right in the sight of the Lord. You know what? They just brought their own mind into it. I want to say these things. A servant that waits on the Lord, he will speak exactly as God would speak himself.
They said the right thing at the wrong time to the wrong person. And that's what happens sometimes. It is the right thing, but they said it to the wrong person at the wrong time. But I don't want to limit that. Also, it is important to speak about the prophetic word and ministering the word. But not everybody is able and gifted and endowed by the Lord to stand up and to speak. Now, if I'm a young person and I'm not going to get up and speak, can I be also a faithful servant with whatever the Lord has given me? If I'm in college, or if I'm at the workplace, or if I'm in high school, could I share a word? Because again, these people were girded, the wine is girded, and their light is burning. Hmm. So there is a service and there is a testimony. So I might not be able to stand up in the meeting and minister, but maybe I have a young friend of mine, a saved person that needs some help. Am I in the word that I will be able to bring to him a word to encourage him? If I see him, maybe he was just, you know, going in a little bit in the wrong direction and need help. Would I say, oh, I'm not getting involved with that? Or would I try using the word of God and help my friend? And these are all training ground, because look at that servant. He might be doing it in a little sphere. Look at him. He will set him. He said when he comes, he will set him over all that he has. So I don't have to wait, and I don't have to limit that to just, well, I can't speak, then I don't have to do anything.
True.
I should study the word of God. I should be before the Lord every day, because the Lord put me in the workplace where I work, or at school, or at the university, not just because, well, it happened that I'm smart and I got that degree. No. Because I am a witness for Christ. I should be giving a word for season to help somebody. Mm. And it doesn't matter how old or how young I am.
Amen.
But what is touching, Emil, is that now the master, what does he do? He sets him over all that he has. Brethren, what a great lesson from the greatest servant. He has a love, that kind of love, who desires to share with its co-heirs, if you will. When it comes to Laodicea, we have said they have no need for a prayer meeting because they are very rich. But yet, when he exhorts he that overcometh, I will grant him to sit where? Not on any throne. I will grant him to sit with me on my throne as I have sat on my Father's throne. And this is the greatness of this blessed, faithful servant that we've been talking about. That if we are faithful to him, he is the kind of master, he's never hesitant to share with his co-loved ones, all what he has and all what he has received.
Scriptures always put watching and serving together, and you could just notice again the parallel between verse 37 and verse 43, how similar those phrases are. The first part of verse 37, that the servants are blessed when the Lord comes and he finds them watching. And in verse 43, that particular servant, the Lord comes and finds him doing. And we can't be watching without doing. And we shouldn't be trying to be doing without watching. Both of them are necessary. It's when we have in verse 35 that the loins were girded about. Now we find out what it was that they were girded about to do. They were girded about with always the ear ready for the knock. But they were girded about actively serving the Lord through encouraging and edifying and building up his people with the corn, the grain, in verse 42. The easiest thing for us is to give up the watching. The easiest thing is to keep on doing and forget about watching. It's always been the privilege of God's people, though, for the church always to be watching for the Lord Jesus. We were talking about the rapture earlier, and for much of the 1900s, the teaching of the rapture was generally accepted in evangelical circles. It's more and more given up, even in those same circles at this time. But we could see, even for example, the Thessalonians, from the very time they were saved, in the time of the ministry of the Apostle Paul, it says in 1 Thessalonians 1, that they were waiting for his Son from heaven. It's intended for the Christian to be waiting for the Lord Jesus and to be watching this way. And they also were serving the living God in that same verse. What we tend to do is we tend to give up the watching first. We tend to emphasize the doing. Some might emphasize the watching and forget about the doing. But we tend to mostly emphasize the doing and forget about the watching. And we see those results then when we continue on. Both are necessary.